November 23, 1926 Threats of Chastisements. How the living in the divine will forms the true sun. What this sun is made of. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, his face leaning out from within my breast, his eyes sparkling with light, looking far away. I too looked within that light, and I could see rivers overflowing, seas swelling and going out of their shore, ships being swept away, towns submerged by water, storms sweeping away everything which they invested, and many other evils which, while they seemed to take respite at one point, regained their fury at other points. Oh! How frightening it was to see the water, the wind, the sea, the earth, armed up by divine justice to strike the poor creatures. So I prayed my highest good that he would placate himself and withdraw the command to make justice, which he had given to these elements. And my sweet Jesus, throwing his arms around my neck and clasping me tightly to himself, made me feel his justice. I felt like succumbing, and my sweet Jesus, sighing, told me, "My daughter, I can take no more. It is necessary that my justice follow its course. You, do not become alarmed at what you see, but rather, occupy yourself with the kingdom of the eternal fiat." I remained suffering and afflicted because of the great evils which will occur, and abandoning myself in the adorable will of my Jesus, I enclosed in it all thoughts, gazes, words, works, steps and heartbeats, so that all might love and ask together with me that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come soon and be quickly established in the midst of the human generations. And my beloved good, continuing to speak, added, "My daughter, the living in my will forms the true sun between heaven and earth. Its rays, extending to the bottom, invest each thought, gaze, word, work and step, and binding them with its light, it forms a crown around itself, keeping it firm within itself so that nothing may escape it. Its rays, extending up high, invest all of heaven, all the blessed, and binding them all within its light, it makes nothing escape it, so that, triumphant, this sun may say, 'I enclose everything, I lack nothing of the works of my Creator and of all that belongs to Him.' With my wings of light, I lay myself over everything, I embrace all, I triumph over all, even over my eternal Maker, because in the light of His will there is nothing He wants which I do not bring to Him, there is no act I do not do for Him, there is no love I do not give Him. With my wings of light, which my eternal fiat administers to me, I am the true King that, investing all, dominates everything. Who can ever resist the solar rays or free himself from them, when he is outside? The power of the light is irresistible. Wherever it extends, no one can escape its contact which, lapping them up, touches them with its kisses of light and of heat and, triumphant, keeps them invested under the impression of its light. There may be some who, ungrateful, do not pay attention to it, nor say a thank you, but the light pays no attention even to this. Rather, it pays attention to its office of light, and remains firm in giving the good it possesses. More so, since the sun of my will is not like the sun which can be seen in the vault of the heavens, whose sphere of light is limited. If that sphere were so large as to extend so much as to form a second heaven, the earth, in rotating, would keep finding its sun, and therefore darkness and night could not invest the earth. Just as it never loses sight of the heavens which extend everywhere, it would never lose sight of the sun, and so it would always be daylight for the earth. Now, the sun of my will, its sphere, is not limited, and therefore it possesses its full day. So, one who lives in it embraces all times, all generations, and investing the acts of all, she forms one single act, one single love and one single glory for her Creator. But do you know what this sun of my supreme will is made of? My attributes are the rays of this sun, which, though different among themselves in their qualities and in the office they have, are light in their substance. And my will, The combining light which assumes all these lights together is the director of all my attributes. Therefore, when the creatures deserve to be struck, I direct the light of my justice, and it strikes the creatures, defending my rights.